You're listening to Cap Radio News. A TV ad supporting Governor Gavin Newsom in the recall election claims the governor is getting 65,000 homeless Californians into housing. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked that claim in this week's Can You Handle the Truth segment. He spoke with Cap Radio anchor Randall White.
Chris, this ad was produced by a group called Stop the Republican Recall of Governor Newsom Committee. Tell us about that organization and the claim you fact-checked.
Hey, Randall. This is a group formed by Democrats supporting Newsom. They've produced several TV ads that talk about how the governor is helping Californians, things like the state stimulus checks he's approved. But then they also make a claim about homelessness that caught our attention.
Governor Gavin Newsom has California roaring back. What does that mean for you? Newsom is delivering money to your pocket, cleaning up our streets and getting 65,000 homeless Californians into housing.
65,000 homeless Californians into housing. That's a big number, but is that really happening?
Well, this claim really needs some context. Newsom has proposed spending a record $12 billion on homelessness. The big focus is on housing people, but that's a plan that stretches over the next three fiscal years. And the 65,000 figure is a goal, not something he's already accomplished or anywhere close to accomplishing.
For some context, the end of the ad says Newsom is just getting started on this. But based on your reporting on homelessness, we also know that housing people who live on the street is not something that's easy to accomplish.
That's right. It's not easy. And it's mainly the job of cities, counties, and nonprofits to do this challenging, time-consuming work, though state funding and technical assistance do help.
Chris, you've covered the state's Project Roomkey initiative. How successful has that been in housing people?
That program has helped more than 40,000 homeless Californians. It provided them with temporary shelter in motels during the worst of the pandemic. But of those who have left the program, only about 30% have gone on to find permanent or temporary housing. So Newsom and local governments have a big challenge ahead to house that 65,000 number talked about in the campaign ad.
Thank you, Chris. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom says he will keep the COVID-19 state of emergency declaration active even as California reopens. But does he have the power to do that? PolitiFact California contributor Sasha Hupka joins us to sort out the confusion. Sasha, what did you find?
We saw claims online that Newsom can't extend the state of emergency and that it expired last year, but that's simply not true. In fact, he's already extended it several times. The laws which govern such things say very clearly a declaration is ended either by him or by concurrent resolution in the legislature.
Concurrent resolution, what is that?
It's used to resolve issues that pertain to both the Assembly and Senate. Legal experts say it's a check on Newsom's power because it means both he and a majority of the legislature have to agree. The declaration should continue.
What does the ongoing state of emergency do? Why keep it?
It allows officials to address the crisis, which could be important if cases spike again. It also unlocks funding California usually wouldn't have access to.
So how did PolitiFact rate this claim?
PolitiFact rated this claim false.
That was Cap Radio PolitiFact California contributor Sasha Hupka and reporter Chris Nichols speaking with anchor Randall White.